Holly Bell, what are the requirements for hemp growers in Florida?
That's a great question. It's pretty easy. It reflects the U.S. Farm Bill, and you will have to give us your name, address, GPS coordinates of where you're going to grow your crop, give us permission to come on your property and inspect your crop, submit to a background check with fingerprints, and we would ask that you pay that small fee of under $50. Then give us permission to inspect the crop, notify us 30 days prior to harvest so that we can come out and witness you sampling the crop, where you send it off to be tested at a third-party lab that is ISO certified. And you have to not have been a convicted felon in the last 10 years of narcotics. So those are the basics.
Okay, and this is a new crop for Florida, at least new within the last 70 years. What are some things growers need to know about producing hemp?
So, you know, one of the things that I get asked all the time is, why do I think this is going to be so great for Florida? And I didn't say it in front of the large group, but I do need to say it. You guys have farmers that know how to grow differently than other parts of the country. Most farmers in other parts are row crop farmers, large tracts of land. You guys know how to grow fruits, vegetables on raised bed with drip water irrigation systems. You already have your farm set up for that. You already have the mindset of that. You know how to do that. You have the skills. That's how this crop is best grown. That's why I do believe Florida farmers will eventually overtake the rest of the country. We do need to get the genetics and the seeds geared for Florida. That's going to come in the next year or two. But that's why I believe Florida farmers are going to be the best hemp growers in the country.
Excellent. And you mentioned some of the qualities of the crop. For example, it's very photosensitive, very absorbent. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it doesn't like to sit in wet water soil. It has to be well-drained soil. It likes water, but again, well-drained. It is photosensitive. It needs 12 hours of light, and they can adapt some of the genetics eventually for that. So it also doesn't like extreme temperature changes. So a more constant temperature.
So for farmers in Florida wanting to grow hemp, what are the next steps? When will rules be finalized? And how can they get their hands on the actual plant?
So if you're thinking about growing it, I always suggest you go to another state and visit some farms that are currently growing it. Get a visual, get a hands-on, talk to a farmer. That's always good. We can connect you with that. There's national associations for hemp who could connect you with people like that also. Keep an eye out on freshfromflorida.com, which is the DAX webpage. We have a cannabis selection, then hemp. I keep all of the updates out there. I do believe we'll have our rules done here in the next few weeks. We'll then post them for the public to review, get internal review, make any changes, repost them, and hopefully by late fall, I'll have a good set of rules that we can adopt and then officially start our program. And that means I can accept applications at that time.
And as far as getting plant materials, will those need to come from out of state?
So currently we don't grow here, so yes. If you're going to be bringing in seedlings, it would have to come from out of state. Our two research projects that have worked and gotten started have gotten plants from Colorado, North Carolina, and Kentucky. And then you can also get certified seed, and we will have a list of those on our website as well.
Excellent. Any final comments you wanted to make today about this new crop for Florida?
You know, like I told the group today, it's not the perfect answer. It's an answer, and it's giving our farmers here another alternative, which helps them diversify. The more options I give them, the more opportunities they have, the more opportunity they'll have to succeed. And that's what the commissioner's vision is for this. She wants to give the farmers of Florida opportunities to succeed and replace crops that aren't succeeding for them right now.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.